You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Put on your dancing shoes, bitch. Tonight.
Such a big tune. That is Baby Zionov with Clubbing in the Time of Cholera. Kia ora, Baby Zionov.
Hi.
In the studio this morning. How are you?
Good.
I'm very excited to be chatting to you about a very good party that is happening tonight.
Yeah.
It's the Baby Names gig, which is bringing together all of Aotearoa's premier baby bands. We've got Baby Zionov, Baby Girl, who has put this all together mm-hmm. as well. Shout outs to Shay. We've also got Baby Teeth and Baby Bell up from Poneke.
Yep.
How does it feel to be amongst all the best babies?
Great. Yeah, I I'm excited. Yeah, this started out as like we'd been passing around this idea with these four bands specifically on Twitter for like a year. And Baby Girl Shay just messaged all of us one day like, "Oh, yeah, it's on August 6th. It's happening. I booked Whammy."
Excellent.
Get ready.
It is going to be a very good night out because all of those bands, you have such different sounds and styles, but there are some like shared elements of like themes or just friendship that kind of come through. You all have baby names, exactly. If anybody has ever been to a Baby Zionov show before, they'll know what an excellent time they're in for tonight. But if you haven't been to see you play before, Alia, how would you explain a Baby Zionov show to someone trying to get their head around it?
It's like bubblegum laser sound, like
nice.
Boogie Shoes kind of music. It's pretty fast. like, I think it starts off at like 140 beats per minute and just gets faster as it goes on. And I dance a lot. Sometimes I sing, sometimes I don't. It depends on my mood. I bring out a Guitar Hero controller.
Which you have got in the studio.
And it looks amazing. Yeah,
Could you give us a description of this for the listeners at home? Because it's the most beautiful Guitar Hero controller I've ever seen.
Well, if you've ever played Guitar Hero, it's that. It's the Wii version. It's the Nintendo Wii version.
Nice.
And I have painstakingly rhinestoned it by hand.
Beautiful.
With not hot glue. What do you call the, like... super glue, the kind that you have to like open the windows,
yeah,
or you'll faint, you know, that kind of that kind. Like one by one with tweezers, and on the five buttons it's been faded, but it says BICTH in that order.
Nice. Excellent. So you can expect some good props. Also sometimes pull out a balloon, which is one of the most inventive uses of a balloon in a live set that I've ever seen earlier. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I think balloon music is the future.
It is.
And I say that without a hint of irony. I will be bringing out the balloon. I don't have a balloon with me at the moment because I was just going to go to... That's the beautiful thing about balloon music is you can pretty much... go to a $2 shop or the warehouse and you will find your instrument. it's what I think is beautiful about balloon music is that no matter how much you do it, you're always kind of an amateur. Like, you can't really get better at it. And the sound is completely unpredictable, like, depending on the type of the material, where I get the balloon from, how wet it is, how wet my fingers are, the sound will be completely different. Usually unpleasant, but...
but in a joyful way. Yeah. That's how I've experienced it, I feel.
And if you put a beat over it, it turns into music.
It becomes
somehow
a club banger, definitely. We've played so much of your excellent, excellent EP. Clubbing in the Time of Cholera was such a tune to get us through the weirdness of last year. How do you feel listening back to these tracks now? Because they've been out in the world for a wee while. People have been loving it. You play them live. How do you feel about this record?
I feel good. I feel weird about it because I made that whole EP in like... a month. Like, I started it the first day of lockdown. I was like, I better do something with my time.
Yeah.
And I finished it in like a very feverish month or so. And like, most of it is jokes. Like, they ended up good. The tunes ended up good, which I'm glad. Like, I listened back to it and I'm like, how did I do that? Like, how did I do this? But yeah, it's been really fun to play it live in front of a crowd because I wasn't thinking about that at the time. You remember at the time it felt like this is the new normal. Like, we're never gonna see a live show ever again, so better get used to this. It's gone really well. It's been really nice to have people kind of chant "We've got a party to go to tonight" back at me. It's been good. I'm very I'm surprised by how good the reaction was, just because it was a bunch of inside jokes that between me and three of my internet friends. But I'm really glad for it, and I'm happy that I've sometimes I'll tune into BFM and hear myself, which is pretty surreal.
That's what we're here for. It is very much for the community. I one of my favorite songs is Butter to use its full name, Aba Nup 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 Na Na Butter which is a mouthful, but a very joyful song. Have you been working on new music at the moment, or have you just been chilling out? What's been happening for you?
I actually, as of basically a few days ago, I finished a full album.
Wow.
40 minutes of music.
Yay.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would have been quite a feat. How did you go about writing it? Do you just get in the groove? Do you sort of sit down and start, and then you are 7 hours later finished with a track? Or how does it work?
That's basically well, it's the usually I tend to just like, I'll start with one sample or chord progression or something that I like.
Yep.
And then just pile like shit on top of it. What I like about, I don't really play any actual instruments. Mm. I'd never learned how to do that. You can kind of, in a weird way, you can kind of have a stream of consciousness. kind of approach to working on an electronic piece of music where you can start with one thing and just go from left to right, adding stuff and removing stuff.
Yeah.
And I basically just follow my ears until a song comes out. and usually I'm not much of a, like, I think on the whole album, there's a lot of lyrics on the album. I think I wrote maybe total 3 lines and I gave the rest to my friends. There's a lot of guest vocalists on the album. And I just, let them, you know, figure out what the music is telling them to do.
Mm.
But yeah, I wish I had more of a philosophy for how I make the music, but it is just kind of like, I black out and 6 hours later a song is done. And then I spend the next 6 to 10 months agonizing over like
a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, is this hi-hat in the right place? Oh, should I have like a sound effect at this timestamp?
Yeah. Yeah.
and then I give it to my friend Amelia to mix, and it's about 50 tracks of bullshit. and she's like, I can't, this song is good, but I don't know how to mix this because I don't know which of the tracks titled like bloop sound number 3 is the one that should be louder than bloop sound number 5, you know?
Yes, I do. Well, it seems to be a process that does work for you very well because the music that we get to hear is awesome. When are we going to be able to have a listen to the album?
I'm not sure. Hopefully, I'll have one of the singles will be out within the next few months.
Awesome.
It depends on how busy my label is at the moment. That's Sun Return, who are awesome, and I'm very privileged to be with them.
They are a great, very great supporter of the community. Well, Baby Zionov, Alia, it's been lovely to chat to you today. If people want to go and see all the joyous baby bands tonight, that is a favorite sort of emo punk band at the moment, Baby Teeth. You've got, how would you describe Baby Girl? How would you describe Shay's music at the moment?
If I can remember how she described it herself, it's like transcore cyberpunk bitch music, something like that.
Excellent. And then you've also got Baby Bell up from Pōneki, and I caught them at Newtown Fest, and they were awesome. Lovely sort of guitar, cool, excellent big feels vibes.
Yeah, so gothy, psychedelic, noisy, lovely.
There's going to be genuinely something for everyone tonight at Baby Names. And I think we should listen to Butter Oom by Baby Zionov. Thank you very much for coming in. It's always a pleasure.
No worries. We'll be right back.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.